Hello. This part of the Quilt 2.0 system expects definitely that the readers, students read, watched already the relevant pre-history elements about the two German Marx games and about the food kaleidoscope. The food kaleidoscope is a kind of robocop who is searching for suspected details in an automated way based on food supply data. In general, it is always important to know the pre-history of a challenge. The publication-oriented, cooperation-driven exam situations can also be seen as a complex task because the prehistory should always be understood before somebody tries to create a publication.
I would like to say as a joke, unfortunately. But in fact rather fortunately, we as students must be agreed with this prologue highlighting the necessity, knowing the prehistory of a chosen project. The cooperative working on a publication as such is trivial if the core messages of the appropriate learning materials and/or clone publications could be understood before deep enough. Without these core messages, each sub-task seems to be huge and complex, although we will only need in fact minutes to execute the particular next steps.
Well, so, I have the joyful task here and now to speak about the core messages of the two decimators games in the food kaleidoscope before we start integrating the both fields. A two decimators game is a frame where 9 particular questions should be interpreted. Each question has 2 parameters coming from the row and column headers. The appropriate answer card means if the affected row and column headers are the keywords, which card should be interpreted as the most proper association to these keywords. The logical pattern is simple: if A and B then C let alone, the headers may not be arbitrary. Important to know, a two decimators game expects only 8 proper answers, the last one is a kind of trivial plus point. The two decimators games have namely connections between the cells. The 8 answer approach can also be criticized. The 3 rows and 3 columns need only 2 proper answers if somebody knows at least which answer cards belong to a row and or a column. Altogether, if somebody can deliver 2 times 2 proper answers, then the rest can be derived based on the basic rules of a two decimators game. This thesis can be used for a kind of IQ test. Personalities can be explored based on the solution logic. If the test person have the free choice to decide which cell will be worked on, then there are 2 basic types of personalities. The one type are the persons with a Sudoku mentality where a row or a pattern will be closed at any rate as logical consequence from 2 proper answers. The other ones have a random mentality where the test person solve the partial task following arbitrary sympathies concerning the particular 2 decimeter cells. The Sudoku brain tries always to complete a row or a column. The random brain works with intuitive preferences where ranking of cells is depending on the content. In addition, it seems to be important, whether a test person starts with the central cell or not. The central cell has namely the most neighbored cells in a direct way. It means, the second proper answer in a row or in a column is a neighbored cell and the last cell in a row or in a column embodies a kind of finality. On the other hand, if somebody takes the cell on the top and on the left side, it means the top left corner, then it is possible that the next proper answer will only be set into the top right corner. The central cell in the upper row is rather a lack than a sign of finality.
If we are that near to the test psychology, then it should also be mentioned that the central cell, the question for the central cell can be the most difficult, directly designed in a conscious way so. It means, for personalities who are starting a two German marks game quasi always with the central cell, the uncertainty concerning the central cell can cause a chain reaction. To identify a new starting position makes the test person unstable, and the statistics will show a significant difference concerning the test fitting depends on the first cell being central or not. Parallel, it is worth always knowing that the two German marks game has or can have a special parameter. It is possible to let setting a bad answer card to a cell or not. The above interpreted test strategies are valid in cases where each answer card can only be set to the right position. The chain effect of the evaluated answers leads to the rationality of the above described strategical thinking. In this case, it is also important to evaluate which positions was bad. If the answer cards can be set in arbitrary positions, then a test situation can be characterized as a kind of blind flight. The two German marks games with conducting effects where the already placed cards can be seen as proper answers, make therefore possible to explore human test strategies or even to derive personality groups based on a relatively high number of games. The log data of the two German marks games are a kind of big data because not only the ranking positions of cells, the fitting of the answers, the timestamps are available, but also the mouse coordinates, which are capable of describing a kind of fine motoric pattern about the test persons. Worth knowing, the mouse and keyboard statistics can substitute EEG waves.
A new aspect, a two German marks pattern can even be interpreted for the classic yes, no questions or tasks too. For example, a task form could be as follows: please, say a declaration having a direct connection to a phenomenon set to the row header and being proper or wrong or even out of scope as one option on the column header. I think, it is time to support the understanding all these interpretations through demonstration materials. Please, call a species of the mushrooms being not poisonous. Without the visual frame of a two German marks game, we would guess for examples, champignons. Parallel, following visual effects would be used in a two German marks game: pictogram about the mushrooms in the row header, pictogram for the proper answers in the column header, and a picture about the champignons among the answer cards. It is important to highlight column headers should have a connection to each other. For example, should be eaten, may not be eaten, worth not be eaten. Parallel, the row headers should also have a trivial connection to each other. For example, mushrooms, plants, animals. Each answer card may be inserted in one of the 9 cells in the two German marks structure. The above-mentioned test psychological effects are valid here and now. The 3 pictures about mushrooms will always be interpreted as a subset, as a row or as a column. So, if somebody does not know a certain mushroom but the other 2 species are well known, then the 3rd mushroom can only belong to the last position in the mushroom subset. A special effect could be in case of foods if the ingredients of a real dish build the proper answers for the good food subset. This meta-level is not a two German marks parameter, it is rather a conducting gesture for the test persons. Finally, it is also important to highlight that the answer cards can demonstrate the same content with different levels. About food elements, we can speak based on pictures or even based on texts where the answer can be described in the common language or in case of species even with Latin names. The most tricky games can mix the above-listed conceptions. All these variants can support the personality of a person to explore. Classic tests, let alone handwritten, do not make possible to analyze potential data being capable of existing at any rate.